Damon Ritai joins us. Now, the Māori Achievement Collaborative, Taraho Aotearoa, held their huiata this week in the Dew Drop Events Centre in Manukau. Damon is the Deputy National Coordinator, and it's great to share some time with him. 12 years as a principal too, and now he is the Regional Coordinator for Māori Achieving Success as Māori, but also here, he's involved with the Māori Achievement Collaborative. Thanks for your time, Damon. Tēnā koe.
Ka pai tēnā koe, Dale. Mihi ana ki a koutou e te iwi.
Tēnā, nei rā te mihi ki a koe, te rangatira. So, am I reading this right? This is a sort of forum for principals. Things, if you want to change the school culture, you've got to work with principals. Tell us more to get us underway, please, about the Māori Achievement Collaborative, Damon.
Ka pai, o tēnā koe, Dale, tēnā koutou. Māori Achievement Collaborative is a rōpū kaupapa of educational facilitators, all ex-principals across the motu, from Kaitaia down to Invercargill. And our kaupapa is changing hearts and minds in Kura and raising Māori achievement in Kura. And so this year we held our huiatau here in Tāmaki Makaurau. We had over 488 attending, a lot of them tūmuaki, but some were, of course, deputy principals and some kaiako. We celebrated 10 years this year as a kaupapa that we've been running. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful hui, wonderful wānanga.
Tēnā koe, and those are big numbers that you just mentioned. So it's not just kura kaupapa, I'm assuming.
Kura Auraki, yeah, mainstream schools, and mostly primary schools now.
Thank you, Damon. And so it's by no means exclusive Māori principals. What do you think is the motivator for many non-Māori and Pākehā who lead schools to attend a hui of this type?
I think the motivation is their whānau, their tamariki, the change in our climate around more te ao Māori, te ao mātauranga, te reo Māori me ona tikanga. Of course, part of the Education and Training Act in Section 127 and giving effect to Te Tiriti o Waitangi is part of the obligations and responsibilities that schools have. So we've been focused on how we can bring that to life for kura, but our premise is that if the leader doesn't change, then nothing will change in the kura.
Tēnā koe. I was really enthused by the thought that we're going to concentrate a little more on accurate history of our land and elements of te reo Māori interwoven, but of course that was when the last government had the reins of power, and I don't know that I've heard too much saying that they're going to back off that ambition. The new government, is this push to embed more taha Māori concepts into the way we educate in New Zealand subject or volatile or affected by political change, from your understanding, Damon?
There is some anxiousness sitting around that as a in terms of government, but in terms of our kaupapa, we are very very much true to what we want to achieve with our schools, and for us it's about the revolution and taking that by the horns and really pushing our kaupapa forward. So we've got a rōpū, a whānau of people who are really keen to make the change. And so we're wanting to ensure that we can do that together. Because one thing is for sure, we can't do it on our own. So bringing our whānau along with us is one of our key kaupapa, very critical for us.
Tēnā koe. Who stood out for you? What was some of the rich kōrero that you witnessed? I'm sure you had some interesting keynote speakers through the hui. What stood out for you? What sticks in your mind, Damon?
Yeah, we had Dr. Kaweho Hoskins, and she talked about rangatiratanga, indigenising practice for our educational institutes. Beautiful kōrero, really around us identifying decolonisation and re-indigenising our spaces and our kaupapa. So yeah, she was very inspirational. We had Professor Melinda Weber as well, who spoke about the Māori view of gifted and talented kaupapa, and how from a te ao Māori perspective that we have, you know, we have our way of looking at things, and that bringing kura along on that journey was really interesting. We had some tumuaki that spoke in regards to their journey in our kaupapa over these last few years. So that was great. But I think the one thing that really stood out for me was that it's time now for us to make that change, and that we need the support of each other, of the tōpūtanga, the kotahitanga, to make things happen. So we are, yeah, I mean, we were very surprised with the numbers. We're very happy with the numbers. We are building our army, and we are ready to mobilise and to go forward with our kaupapa. So, so bring on the revolution.
Bring on the revolution, Damon. What about you, mate? Are you an example of losing super talent from the classroom to other sort of bodies? Sadly, you know, many of our best educators are lured away from the chalk face. But that's the reality, I guess, mate. How do we retain them in school settings rather than being tar-hired by government departments?
Yeah. I mean, we've been the recipient of experienced tumuaki that have joined our organisation and successful. And there is a trend across the country of tumuaki who are moving into other positions, you know, who have come to that point of, you know, we've just come off COVID. There's been a lot of mahi done in the background to support communities. Some of our tumuaki are burnt out. There are a lot of new tumuaki that are coming into our spaces, and so we are really mindful that we offer that support and tautoko to them. So, I think retention at the bottom line for us is around whanaungatanga and manaakitanga, because being a tumuaki can be very isolating, can be very feel on your own. And so for us, it's about ensuring that we give the right support to our whānau.
Great talking with you, Damon. Te mihi, mauri o te kākoe, kia ora manaakitanga ki te kaupapa whakaapai, te iwi Māori, i tēnei ata. Kia ora rāwatu. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, ka pai hoki.